Hey, how's it going? Should I just dive in?
This is
Sonoma
Layla.
was how I've always wanted there to be a space for Sean and I to talk about our very different experiences in incorporating Haitian music into our creative practice.
This is Sean.
I'm Haitian American, and a lot of how I have come into this music is through my heritage, but also from moving from my native New York to New Orleans and learning about the history of New Orleans and Haiti being so much a part of that history. I'm mostly learning these songs from recordings, and so I always have this sense of sort of like imposter syndrome when it comes to playing Haitian music. But like your experience has been more about going to ceremonies and incorporating voodoo as a spiritual practice. And so it's been interesting us working together because I have Haitian cultural roots and you have Haitian cultural roots in your music, but in an entirely different way. So talk.
Yeah, this is a lot of stuff that I've also been thinking about. I went to school for quote unquote jazz, which, many musicians, including myself, prefer to call Black American music to honor that tradition and heritage. And I met my teacher until he passed away, Damas Lewis, Papa Fonfon.
You may remember Fonfon, the master Haitian drummer, from our last story.
And it was through him that I connected with Layla and am now the drummer for Layla's various projects.
Older Haitian people will come to our show, and it's very nostalgic for them because we're playing all these old Haitian songs that they might not have heard recently. And we always laugh because they're like, if I close my eyes, it's like I'm in Haiti because I'm a Black woman on stage singing in Creole, supported by three white men, playing in my band.
Yeah, it feels conflicting for me to be up there a lot of times in terms of that dynamic. There's a part of me that's like, am I being selfish? Should I give up my position as a drummer in Layla's band to somebody who is a person of color? And that's something that I have to think about. And
But is that
I
really the
think,
solution?
yeah, I don't know.
Or is that
I
just
don't
your white
necessarily
guilt,
think.
thinking that that's going to make the world better?
You're right. I can't be somebody who I'm not. I play music that was created in Africa and has been expanded elsewhere. And that's the music that speaks to me. And I hope that I can continue to showcase and express that rather than perpetuating whiteness.
We're just perpetuating white supremacy.
For sure.
Yeah, I think like the fact that we exist in the bodies that we exist in, it shows that we're all part of this colonial history. You
Right.
know, I think people tend to think of Black people as like part of history,
Yeah.
more than white people. History is not the past. It's what has created the moment that we're in.
Right.
You know, no one is immune to the effects of colonization.
Honestly, I'm a white male that is very interested in music and culture of the African diaspora and how it's influenced basically all the music that exists, at least in this country.
To me, it's like music helps us to cultivate empathy, to change people's hearts.
I think music is beautiful because it shares stories. And I
Right.
think at the bottom line, if we're sharing ideas and culture that is not part of this country's focus, I think it's expanding people's minds.
Right. I think we are doing something good. I really think that this is an opening. I don't know that
Yeah.
there's a closing.
Right.
For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.
I don't know.